Blog Talk Radio.
Cut that shit up, Quay. Oh my gosh, back at it again.
Back at it.
In the kitchen whipping, I'm rapping again.
Whipping.
Keep on playing, then I'm stabbing your friend.
Woo.
I'm in the hood, I think I'm back trapping again.
Trapping.
Woo. Oh my gosh, back at it again.
Back at it.
Hey, on my grizzly, back back in again.
Hey,
hey, bingo fall that on me, back back in again.
Wow.
Hey, keep a quarter on me, backpack in the bin.
Catch, catch.
Quaver, back at it, count up 100, the rest at it, yeah, my wrist, the Titanic, I see the glacier, it do damage, yeah, your n***a gon' panic, I see through a panic like a panoramic,
hey,
yeah, then get back to whipping, then get back to trapping, your n***a back at it,
woo,
if it's too crowded, I might shoot out the roof and say, let him come through,
bye-bye.
Keep it 1,000 when I'm in the booth, I spend 2,000 to step in the shoes, gang
woo.
On gang, how you think we gon' lose,
yeah.
Back to back motorcade, that's how we move, on mama porch, I was sitting on the stool,
mama.
When I hopped up, I took off to the moon,
oh my gosh, back at it again,
back at it.
In the kitchen whipping, I'm rapping again.
Whipping.
Keep on playing, then I'm stabbing your friend.
Woo.
I'm in the hood, I think I'm back trapping again.
Trapping.
Woo. Oh my gosh, back at it again.
Back at it.
Hey, on my grizzly, back back in again.
Hey,
hey, bingo fall that on me, back back in again.
Wow.
Hey, keep a quarter on me, back back in the bin.
Catch, catch.
My diamond like Fiji, I'm yellow bees, the ice out in this freezer, just come to Luigi. Oh, take it easy, you trippin', I'm leaving. I drank in the freezer, this now come easy. I'm trapping, I mean it. My belt double G me. That cooler, that heater. Take nice to your reader. I sent some shots through a white beater. Chop a knockin' out of his feet. Don't call me little baby, I'm sorry, don't need you. That's mine, I got shot up, then went up on features. Body for body, my some demons. We tip it, tally, you busted and bleeding. Stopped in the land in the booth with my Nina. Back in the day, used to trap in the beamer. I'm a true hustler, my the schemer. In her eyes and that look the creamer. Oh my gosh, back at it again.
Back at it.
In the kitchen whipping, I'm rapping again.
Whipping.
Keep on playing, then I'm stabbing your friend.
Woo.
I'm in the hood, I think I'm back trapping again.
Trapping.
Woo. Oh my gosh, back at it again.
Back at it.
Hey, on my grizzly, back back in again.
Hey,
hey, bingo fall that on me, back back in again.
Wow.
Hey, keep a quarter on me, back back in the bin.
Catch.
We're so froze, I can't shake hands, I gotta give you a pound. Wave my bank account, quadruple, think I'm still slanging pounds. Told them, catching my vote for who, trying to get this dope across the border. Grew up, I'm from East Atlanta, but stand my ground like it's Florida. The judge, the bailiff, the local reporter. Tell the whole truth to my lawyer, grew up slicker than oil. Parked the dawn, wrote the raid to the truck with the odds. Look like a Rolls dealership every time I bring out my cars. Stars by the bar, neighborhood superstar. 24K, Bruno Mars, down to the drawers. I'm thinking large, talking old money, Chico the bars. Blue sound 20, futuristic, moving this park.
Oh my gosh, back at it again.
Back at it.
In the kitchen whipping, I'm rapping again.
Whipping.
Keep on playing, then I'm stabbing your friend.
Woo.
I'm in the hood, I think I'm back trapping again.
Trapping.
Woo. Oh my gosh, back at it again.
Back
hey,
at it.
Hey, on my grizzly, back back in again.
Hey,
hey, bingo fall that on me, back back in again.
Wow.
Hey, keep a quarter on me, back back in the bin.
Catch,
One, two. Throwing you Blog Talk.
Trying to do us any kind of way. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Just hating on us today. Yeah. What's good, people? What's good? I mean to tell you, first of all, this is Shoebox Talk, July 29th, 2020. And I am Janice J. Jackson with my group, with my awesome producer Hakim Nuba in the house, and my soon to be co-host of Shoebox Talk, Darius Jones. How's it going?
Yes, It's going well. Going well in this
okay.
hot summer.
Right. And we can't get out and just go to the beach and do like we normally do. Go to the water park and, you know, it was supposed to be the year, too. How many people said when January 2020 rolled in, this the year? and then 1 month later, it was the year, all right.
Yeah.
You know? But guys, glory be to God, we still here. We still got our health and strength. Huh? And So going forward today, we talking about relationships, black men, and what they need in a relationship. We're gonna break that down and get to we'll hear from some dudes. If y'all are listening, and I know that some of y'all don't want to call in, you're listening, go ahead and feel free to inbox myself your questions, comments, or concerns. If not, call in and press 1 to speak, and my producer will put you in and let you rock out. Right? So, as usual, you know, we like to talk about and break down the conversation and keep the conversation going. And I've been getting a lot of inboxes and comments about, you know, just about this subject, tonight's show. And I just wanted to touch on the fact that we will keep the conversation going. We talk both about men and women life situations. So, I know that sometimes there's the guys is always saying, oh, you're talking about the guys, always thinking on the guys this and the men that. But we don't discriminate here. We talk about it all. So what is y'all's take on what it is? I want to start with you, Darius. What it is that black men need from black women for a successful relationship?
In a successful
kind of touch on maybe the top two things, like the top two things that you feel that a black woman needs to have to be a characteristic, to be finances, whatever you think a black woman needs to help make a relationship with a black man healthy.
Okay. I'll first start off saying good evening. I will say number one is communication. Be mindful of communicating, and talk about if it's good or bad, and communication's one. Have fun and spice it up in a relationship. Like go on a mini vacation, even for a weekend, to do some touring, to grow closer together.
Okay, so communication and spending time together.
Spending some time together, and cut the social media away.
No social media. No social media. So spending time somewhere on a vacation, wherever that may be.
Unless when you take pictures afterwards.
Okay, but meanwhile, spending time with your significant other away from no cell phones, no laptops, no iPads.
No,
that's
what I mean.
So okay, let's set down. Let's first of all communication. Everybody say, "Oh, you gotta communicate." I was just telling my sweetie pie, the same thing. What everybody's not a communicator. So what do you mean by communication? Like break that down. Because we communicate, babe, I'm going to go pick up the groceries, or, you know, honey, can you make me something to eat or whatever. You know, whatever you communicate with your significant other, right? Okay, but that's general communication. In addition to that, what kind of communication is key? For to have a healthy relationship. Because everybody, I don't think people really understand what kind of communication is needed to keep the relationship going. First of all, do you believe that that both parties have to be a communicator? Because everybody's not a communicator. Some people don't like to talk. You know, they rather draw pictures and send smoke signals and sit down and break stuff down to you. They don't got the patience, or they don't know how to say it to you, or whatever the case may be.
Well, that's why that kind of stuff should be worked out during the dating process. If you're dating someone, if a man is looking for a mate and he comes across this woman that intrigues him and he's getting to know her, you're going to notice that stuff within that first 90 days to 120-day period. That communication sucks. If you're a person like me, your communications have to be A1, or it's not going to work. We're wasting each other's time. And the communications has to be on a 360 level. I mean, that covers everything, you know. Now, for us, for the brothers who are a little more patient, you have to work with someone who isn't as good at communications as you may be, or your communications may suck and they're better. Either way, during that dating process, if you believe in what y'all are trying to build together, you start working on that. You find a way. Every now, there's communication techniques and methods, and then there's this all out, you know, some people can just go. We have to be patient with each other, and we have to be able to pull and extract. I hate to say it that way. Sometimes you got to do that to get information out of your mate. The goal is it should be given free will without any hassle. You having a bad day, there's something going on at work or whatever, I don't want to hear it. I don't feel like talking about it. And I don't hear about it for 3 days. Or I got to turn on, go on social media and see you posting about it. No. If you can't be my best friend, if you can't be my best friend on that level of communications, then we can't be together. It's just that simple.
Well,
it has to be that deep.
That's easy. For some people, that's easier said than done. For whatever the reason is, you know, even so, you mean to tell me if we're dating and I see, or you see him on, say, on the male sees on me, my guy sees on me that I am not a good communicator, all bets are off? Like, that's not something that can be worked on?
No, that's
like I have an issue with talking with you. A lot of times, you know, I know in women's position, a lot of times there are women that don't feel comfortable with communicating, because they're afraid that their man is going to get upset and start yelling or start, you know, or shut down, or how they're going to respond to communicating. Some dudes are like, oh, man, that's all you do is talk. You know what I'm saying?
Well, so, then again, it goes back to what I said. That's not the guy for you. And I also said that, you know, you have to be patient and you have to find your way. It's not going to be easy. Some people just naturally click. But what about the ones that don't? They'll believe in what they're trying to build together. So you gotta be patient. It gotta be talked out. But if you have something on your mind, and the person is growling, they don't want to hear it, they're tired of it, guess what? That person they don't give a shit about how you feel. Think about it. You got something on your mind that you're trying to get out, which is the right thing to do, and this person is going to shut down mode. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you for coming. God bless. Good night. We have to be able to identify when it's time to roll out.
So what about in regards to communication? What if you are communicating on a cell phone, let's say text message, and you don't, and that person is not communicating with you back, you know, and when they do, is, you know, not good communication, or it's the next day. What about that kind of communication? Because communication is not just having a conversation. Communication is also, in addition to having a conversation, you know, why you, I text you to stop, for you to stop and pick up some milk or whatever, right? but you don't pay no attention to my text. Then you get home and I'm looking at you like, where's the milk? Right? What about that? What about, well, I don't like your text. Well, you ain't having, you don't like that, you ain't picking up your phone call, you know. In other words, communication is more than just having a conversation. Communication is also a part of intimacy, you know, eye contact, all that type of thing. What if you have a person that just don't have that skill? What do you do? Just going to not deal with that person anymore because they don't have the skill to communicate?
No, you got to work with them.
Yeah, hold on. She asked a couple questions.
What if they don't see nothing wrong with it?
Hmm?
Right? What if they don't see nothing wrong with the fact that they didn't pick up the milk? You should have told me earlier that day. What I'm trying to get at is people that's a part of their character, their upbringing. It could be that they grew up that way in their household, that they're not effective communicators. How do you work through that to have a healthy relationship, you know, when that person is not a communicator? Or should there not be a relationship simply because the person don't want to communicate with you?
Things to think about, right?
It's easier said than done.
It's very easy. Listen, we have to hold our mates accountable. If you text your mate, let's unpack everything you said. You text him, he's not picking up his phone, and he's complaining that he don't like texting. Okay, listen, some things ain't up for debate.
Right.
Okay, I don't like taking blood pressure medicine, but I got to.
Yeah.
Right. This isn't your life isn't going to end if you respond to a text, sir. Pick up the damn phone and respond, especially if it's something for the house. Well, guess what? It could have been an emergency.
So the issue is why are you choosing?
Because here's the thing: it's one thing, hey, I'm driving a bus or I'm driving a car, and I didn't, you know, get it. Or I didn't. It's one thing if I didn't see it. It's another thing if I ignored it. And I'm telling you that I don't text. You're not responding accurately. You're not communicating with me on an effective level. So there is no more. There's no more this giving people a break stuff. There's too many people out there who are looking for good people. So guess what?
Right. Yep.
You're either going to communicate or you are going to be excommunicated.
Right.
All right, we got the lines are popping up.
Come on with it.
Hello, caller. Welcome to Shoebox Talk.
Hey, how you doing? This is Patrick. Just wanted to chime in on some of the great conversation. I think if we're talking about people who are getting into a relationship or who want to get into a relationship, you know, I think the first thing you have to do is, first of all, you should be working on. James Allen says that
the person that doesn't like to communicate should be working on themselves?
Well, no. I'm talking about if you're just getting into a relationship, you should be working on yourself, whether that's to the gym, whether that's taking classes. Like, you should be fully working on yourself to find someone you're ready to be in a relationship. Now, for those who – and then when you get in a relationship, we have to figure out what's the reason for being in that relationship. Like, if people are dating and they want to get married, they should understand. I mean, just being in love with somebody is not a reason to be. There's thousands of people you can fall in love with in the world if you spend enough time with them. Right? So there has to be some kind of goal, or, you know, maybe, you know, both of you guys agree that you want to be in. And then after the kids, you know, out of the house, you travel the world and, you know, poor children, or, you know, it's people alone. It could be your reason why.
Okay.
And then once you get married, I mean, what's that?
Your phone was breaking up a little bit. Could you repeat that part?
Oh, I was saying that there should be a reason why you get married, if you're going to get married. And if you're, there should be a reason, and you start guys to work that out, because just being in love is not enough. It's not a good reason to be married.
So, Patrick, what would you? So, okay, with that being said, because the topic is what is to have a healthy relationship, what is it that men need from black women, black men need from black women to be in a healthy relationship? Top two things that you can think of that's most important to you that a woman needs to have to help build a healthy relationship.
I think it's individual, right? Different individual. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's any one thing necessarily that all men need. I mean, some things are based on looks. You know, whether it's cooked, some things are based on, you know what I mean? It's an individual thing. However, I will say that being truthful is really important when you're trying to put together a relationship. If you're expecting that your man is going to, you like him because he's fit.
Okay.
And that's your thing. You know, you met him in the gym, he's fit. You know, 10 years later, he's sitting on the couch, he looks like he's pregnant, he's drinking beers all day. That's the problem. So she has to be, or he has to say, look, one of the things I really like about you is the way you keep yourself together, right? Like, the way you keep yourself up.
Right.
And how you look physically, right? And that's one of the things about that person that you really like. You have to make that clear, because that's one of the things you're going to expect from them going forward. Right?
Because
so that honesty
Are you saying that you cannot, in the relationship 10 years later, get out, be unfit? Let's take the you know, because, again, the topic is what does a woman need to do to help to be in a healthy relationship with a man? So if a woman gains weight and you initially, like you said, met her in the gym and she kept herself up, fit and all that kind of thing, and she's, you know, she's petite or whatever when you met her, in good shape, and all of a sudden, she's not maybe morbidly obese, but she picked up weight, right? But that's not the person 10 years ago that you met. Are you telling me that would bother you?
I'm not saying it would bother me. I'm giving examples. This is a topic that men don't like to talk about, because there's diminishing returns for talking about things like this. This is the reason why men...
Well, we try to keep an open mind here. It's okay to express yourself.
Right. So men, that's not necessarily my thing, although I am into health and fitness. But men don't like to discuss it because it's not a politically correct conversation, and there's a price to pay for having it, for having that conversation. A lot of men are like that. A lot of men feel like, hey, I met her when if she has a couple kids, of course she's going to be heavier. She's going to maybe heavier or something 10 years later. But if she gets way, just lets herself go, that could be a problem, because that may mean that the guy is not attracted to her anymore. Right?
Mm-hmm.
These are real things, and people need to be careful so that we don't get into these relationships and then get into trouble later on because we weren't truthful in the beginning.
So you have this conversation. You and I had this conversation, and I say, okay, babe, I'm going to be, you know, I'm fit, I'm in the gym, and you come, how do you come to me and say, your ass is getting wide, or you done picked up weight? Not you knowing that, you know, a lot of women, as they get older, it's harder to lose weight. No matter, you know, sometimes you got some hormone situations going on, and if you're telling me from the start, you know, 10 years later, if I gain weight, you're not going to be as attractive to me as you was 10 years prior because of my weight gain, that's going to be a problem for me.
Well,
right.
It's going to be a problem for you.
Yeah.
It's just the way people are. Some people are shallow.
Well, no, hold on. I'm not saying that's the way I am.
But and I don't think we
I was using that as an example.
And I don't think we can call them shallow. I think people are individuals, and they have their own. If this guy makes, let's say this guy makes enough money, and his, you know, she doesn't have to work, so she has all kinds of time, and he pays for the membership and that kind of thing.
Right.
Then is that be a problem for him? It might just be a problem for him. We can't call him shallow and try to shame him for what he thinks he wants in a relationship. That's why I said we're all individuals, and being truthful in the beginning would save us a lot of divorces. If we were all truthful in the beginning. Like the brother said, not everybody is meant for everybody else.
Right. Okay. Yep. We get it. We appreciate your feedback. And we appreciate you calling in. We got to take some more callers.
You can feel free to hang on the line if you want to. You want to chime in as the conversation moves forward?
Okay, thanks.
Pastor Dante is in the house. How you doing, sir? Take your phone's muted.
Take your phone off mute.
All right, I'm here. Can you hear me? Hello?
Okay,
yes,
we can hear you now.
All right. Greetings, everybody. I just wanted to chime in just a little bit. As I was listening to this conversation, I said I was just going to listen, and then I heard someone said, no, I got to call in and speak on this. Relationships, you got to always remember when you're dealing with relationships, the number one thing that you have to have in a relationship is solidarity and commitment. So, When one is committed to a relationship, he or she commits to being the best partner, being the best communicator, being the best. Sometimes you have to nurture, you got to provide, you have to do all of these things. So in a relationship, the purpose of a relationship is to build one up to marriage. So in a relationship, when you're together, you're building each other up. You're feeding. You sometimes you give, sometimes you take, and you build each other up to where the way you were before you got in a relationship is not the way that you are after marriage, because marriage is the ultimate goal. So in a relationship, a black relationship, black man, black woman, the one thing that needs to happen is both sides need to say, or need to get to the point of saying, I have to change for this relationship. And if one changes for the relationship, they're gonna try to become a better communicator, try to become a better provider. Try to be a better nurturer. If that's not how I was, then this relationship, and I want it, is going to help me to come out of that shell. Whether you're praying for me, whether you're encouraging me, whether you are literally taking me by my hand and doing that, that's going to help me to become what you feel that I need to be in order to be the best partner for you.
Okay.
So that's where it starts. When the mind goes into reset mode, and one says, okay, I'm going to turn this off. I used to wear my pants baggy.
Right.
I used to do this and do that. Now I got a woman. She don't like that. So let me change some things up. I'm not going to stop doing what I'm doing, but I'm going to change some things up. Maybe I don't need to do this as well, and maybe I need to communicate with her and say, "Well, honey, listen, I don't mind us going out, and I'm gonna dress, you know, how you like me dressed. But maybe once or twice out the month, we can, you know, you can put on some jeans like I like, and we can rock it together." That helps the person to say, "Okay, yes, my mate is considerate of me." So she's committed to seeing that I become a better person. So commitment and being 100% solid about what you're doing are the first two steps of having a healthy relationship with a black man and a black woman.
Okay.
Mm.
I like that. I like that. Well, okay. So next?
Yep.
We have any more callers? Thank you,
Pastor. Yeah, let's bring the next person in.
Okay.
All right, welcome to the show.
Take your phone off mute.
8016. Welcome to the show. Down in Texas.
Lone Star.
You there? Okay, well. Okay, well, I'm going to, if you're listening, I'm going to put you back on mute. When you're ready for us, hit the number one and then hit it a second time so I know you're ready. All right. Brothers, Janet has asked a lot of important questions about the preparedness of receiving the right woman and what's it going to take. How important, because Patrick, he hit the nail on the head when he brought up individualism. How important is that we make sure our women, as we're starting this thing, how important is it to us that they need to understand that all men are not the same? You know, you have to deal with us, you know, on our own individual basis. How important is that to y'all?
I think it's real important. I think a lot of times we say this a lot, that we don't want to come with baggage, but we can't help it. And we and with doing that, we have to at least give the new person, the new mate, a chance to show who they really are. There might be, you know, it's hard not to think about, oh, you're doing me the way my ex-husband did me, or you're doing me the way, or you're speaking to me, you know, you're treating me the way my ex-wife used to do, or baby mama, or whatever past relationship you had. So it's like Patrick said, you have to work on yourself first. You know, a lot of us get into this, you know, we get into this whole, a lot of us going from one relationship to the next. And that's because we don't take the time out, men and women, to work on ourselves first. And even sometimes, even if you do, it's not, you're not perfect. So those things are going to come up. So to answer your question, I believe that is very important. It's important that you don't say, you know, if you were abused, physically abused in a relationship, you don't assume that that's going to happen in your next relationship. You know, you can't say that this guy, this new guy, your new mate, is going to, you know, physically abuse you through the door. You know, automatically you just know, you know, that's something that's going to happen in your next relationship. So I think it's real important. Anybody else?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you have to. Go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I would say it's important because, like I said, for example, I'm single. But if I was in a relationship, like I like sports and she may like movies, I would say, hey, I can be willing to record my game, record my favorite team, if she wants to go to see one of the latest new movies coming out.
Okay.
And okay. I can say, well, I catch it on DVR when I get back, or she. But it's got to have, like, a two ways. Like, you got to know what's her, like, my favorite hobbies and what she may like the same things that I like.
Excuse me. Okay.
Because I admit I like going to the casino, too. And if she likes to go, I said, I'll take her.
Cool.
Okay.
The consensus is that it's
important. What is it to you?
Yeah. We still got to get a couple people in. Go ahead, Patrick.
Oh, okay.
Well,
go ahead.
I say that the worst thing that a mate can say to another mate is, you're just like my ex,
mm-hmm.
or you're just like this person, or you're just like that person. because what that does is it opens up a hole. And another thing about relationships is that words hurt.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't take them back.
Right.
And so when you can't take them back, you know, they sink real deep into a person's inner being when you speak it and when you say things like that. So I think that for a relationship, in a marriage, okay, when you look at a marriage, the most important part of the marriage is the relationship.
Right, exactly.
The marriage can be a breeze if you master the relationship.
Right. That's true.
So
you got to have a friendship, like how Kim said. You
got to
be friends.
Not just friends. You got to be friends. You got to be lovers. You have to be enemies. You have to know, and when I say enemies, that means know each other's triggers.
Right.
I want to piggyback on what you said
in regards to words hurt. We as black women, and I say that because I'm a black woman, we can say some very hurtful things. One of the things that I think to be able to have a healthy relationship, what a black man needs from a woman is just straight up respect. If you respect a person enough, you will hold your tongue. You know, we say what we want to say. We're going to call you out your name. And I speak in general, not all of us. But we got a way with words that cuts you.
Yeah.
You know. And if I'm your mate, I know what I call hitting below the belt. I know what's going to tee you off. You know what I'm saying? Just because I want to hurt you.
Yeah, you know the trigger.
So I almost think words will hurt more. You'll heal from, you know, other kind of abuse. But words really, they'll stay with you. You know, and you know, we just do it. I don't know what it is about us black women, but we will say some stuff, and you know, it doesn't justify physical abuse. But you'll have some men that can't hold themselves, keep their composure. Next thing you know, something will be flying across the room. You know, well, just from some words. You know.
Yeah.
You're right about that, Pat.
That wasn't me, but I think that's a key thing. I mean, when you're talking about communication, and it's funny because when you were mentioning that about how people talk and how words can cut, it just brought up an incident, you know, some years back for me. But I think that's why you work on yourself, and that's why you need to be in a position to be in a relationship. I mean, some years back I was dating, and that actually happened. Somebody said something to me that I thought was way out of line, and I gave one warning, and then it happened. And I told the person, just don't. It's been nice. Don't ever call me back. Like don't dial my number.
There you go.
Because at that point, I worked on myself enough to know that if anything happened and if I let that relationship go in, that anything that happened after that would have been
it's
my
not
fault.
The same. Right.
That would have been
the same.
Mm-hmm. That would have been my fault. I make the decision. I take responsibility. After a certain age, I learn it's my responsibility. Anything that happened before that was negative as far as relationship was on me. I take full responsibility because it was my choice to get into it. So after I learned that, I didn't allow that into my life anymore. I just don't allow it. I cut it out.
Mm-hmm.
So you're close to me with
that deal
venom.
Okay.
Oh, absolutely. I live a life of peace. You know what I mean? I built up. I worked on myself. You know, I worked on my career, you know. Got to a point where everything was kind of sweet, and you know, there was no way that I was going to allow turmoil in my life. It's absolutely not.
Right.
Absolutely not.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. We have less than 20 minutes, and I have a few more people that need to get in. Coming up next is attorney Miss Carolyn.
Oh, I haven't heard from her in a while.
Hello,
how you doing?
Hey, Carolyn.
Hi, Miss Carolyn.
How's everybody? We doing all right?
Doing good.
We represent it in Texas. You doing all right? You
oh, yeah.
Safe? Yes, I am. Okay. What do you have
grinding.
To say?
Seriously grinding.
Right, right. What do you have to say on the topic about healthy relationships? What is it that black women need to do for black men to help maintain a healthy relationship?
Well, I don't know. I've never been successful with a black man in a good relationship that was healthy and strong. Just haven't been there.
None?
Nope.
Wow.
None.
What do you think? Not speaking on experiences, what is it, the top two things that you think that a black woman needs to do to help maintain a healthy relationship with a black man?
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Wow, Carolyn, come on. Come on,
I've always thought myself dim in my life.
You're in a relationship
right now? I found myself
dim
in my life. I am, but he's not black. No.
Really?
Okay.
And why
okay.
is that?
Well, I respect that.
Well, I don't know. I like the way he works. I was attracted to him. It's hard for me to come across any man, let alone a brother, that can work side by side or outwork me. If I can find a man that can outwork me, that turns me on. And this guy can just literally outwork me.
So that's
okay.
what
I like that.
Okay. And you wasn't able to find no black man that can go that hard. Because you go hard.
No. I do. My average day is 16 hours. I'm in my office now. Working.
That's what's up.
Wow. Okay.
Well, let me ask you this. What do you recommend a brother to do for himself to be more functional in the relationship?
I would say be honest. Like the gentleman was saying, he would want to talk to a lady to let herself go. Like if she was fit when they met and then some time go by and then she pack on 30 pounds. Be honest. Like my guy that I'm seeing now, I work all the time, but I'm a bad sister. I can get dolled up and you're dealing with a whole nother caliber of woman. But I also told him my mother was more than 250. That could end up to me when I'm in my 60s. My mother's mother was closer to 300. And I'm a widespread woman. I'm already 200 pounds, but I carry it well. But I'm not fencing to be in the gym, dogging myself physically, trying to lose those weights when I know my hips are wide. I'm not going to starve myself to eat lettuce and tomatoes to make sure I stay thin when it's not there. I like to eat. So I'm not with that. They need to be honest. I'm honest.
Is that a deal breaker?
Yeah.
Would that be a deal? I mean, if he said the guy you went down and you had that conversation with him, he said, well, that's not going to work for me. Because, you know, when you first meet, it's all good. You start dating, it's all good in the hood. And then, you know, it's like, oh, you gaining weight. Yeah, I told you. So, you know, if he said, well, that ain't going to work for me, I'm going to need you to, you know, maintain your weight. Is that a deal breaker?
Maybe for him. I think we actually talked about my weight about a week ago. But my dude is Mexican from Mexico. Let me put that out there. He's Mexican from Mexico. He likes to drink. He's gained about 30 pounds since we started dating, and we're going on to a year.
Okay.
And I've gained 7 pounds. So then he said, oh, well, you're gaining weight. So since you have opened up that door, let's have this conversation. We was in our bedroom. I said, honey, yes, I've gained 7 pounds. I said, I don't want to eat Mexican food every day. You know, I can eat my collard greens and pork bones and I don't gain 7 pounds. I'm going to this Mexican restaurant with you 2-3 times a week. Eating this rice. I hate beans. I don't like tortillas. but I take a little bit of them. And those tortillas is part of these 7 pounds.
Yeah.
And let's get on spot on you with your weight gain of 30 pounds, and it's due to beer. And when you come to bed sometimes, you know, you ain't had a bath and brush your teeth and all this and that, I still smell the beer, and it's turning me off.
Yeah. Right.
So when you start having those kind of conversations, you also better be ready to receive, because every action, there's a reaction.
That's
when
you
start having those kind of conversations, are we fixing to put all the cards on the table?
I think
healthy. I think that's what it's supposed to be. And if it ends in the termination of the relationship, I think that's okay too.
Yeah, that's okay. In fact, I like that. I'd rather us go out with a bang and be honest.
That's how it's supposed to be. Look, we got one more person to bring in.
Okay.
Hello, Carla. Welcome
to
Shoebox Talk.
Well, hello, guys. Hello.
I don't know if I missed this.
This is Kay.
Hey.
I feel like I'm a co-host, but I haven't been here in a minute. I didn't took some leave from y'all. But y'all talking about black love.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
For the brothers. We're going to do the sisters next week. It's
what
all about
the
brothers.
Yeah.
What do the brothers need from a sister to help maintain a healthy relationship?
A lot of brothers need themselves. I don't think a lot of them love themselves. But self-love, I really do. But I think now this everybody is so pro-black that they are, you know, learning to love themselves and not look at, you know, the other people. But anyway, and also communication, brothers, you know, communicate. But I think, you know what, can I say this, though? And I know I'm going to be, because I'm always all on another spectrum. I think as black women, we want to always be on. Always on self-check, because we always so quick to pop off at our men. Like,
I think once we learn to let
them lead, they will start to lead, and then we'll see a whole nother breed of men. Black women, we always want to be the put the pants on. Yeah, you can wear some cute pants, show your little hips and your twist, but a man put on his pants is different. And I think more men need, once we stop, you know, being so quick to put them down and get fly with them because it's something that sometimes we ask these questions, and then when they give it to us, we like, well, you asked that.
Right.
Why question.
You say that?
I think we just need to be a little bit more tender with our black brothers. I really do. So that's my view on black love. But I missed the topic about the girl and the mama.
Okay, so I'm about to bring that up. We got so many callers. Okay. I don't know if we're going to be able to get to it.
I'm going to have to hang up and call again.
Wait. This is what's going on now? A girl and a mama.
I wanted to bring up on the second part of the show about the girl, the wife, and the mama in the front seat.
Oh yeah. That's good for next week. When it's the ladies' night. This is about the brothers now.
Okay. Okay.
Real quick, we got like 10 minutes. You got a question for them? You have three brothers on the line now. You got a question for us? We got 10 minutes.
Are you asking me? Do I have a question?
Any lady, come on. Y'all want to pick our brains. You got three brothers right here. Let's go.
Okay, so we're supposed to ask you a question because I have a question. Black men, why don't y'all communicate better? What can we do to help you communicate?
Good question. I have that problem all the time. What can we do?
Patrick? Patrick has hung up. Brother Darius and Pastor Dante?
Well, to help them communicate. Well, first off, you know the man that you're with before you get involved with him. So, if a man, you can't change people. Okay, number one, a person, like I said before, a person has to want to change in a relationship. If you knew before you got involved with him that he was not a great communicator, that's what's going to happen. My father in ministry, and I'm gonna make it plain, just like this. My father in ministry, God rest his soul, always taught me. He said, "Son, when you get to the point of wanting to have your students ordained," he said, "always remember, what you send to the ordination committee is what you get back." If you know that somebody's a drunk and you send them to the ordination committee, what you gonna get back? An ordained drunk. If you know that somebody is not a firm communicator, don't try to make them be a communicator, because all you're gonna do is make your house more miserable.
Right.
Well, I would agree with that, but I don't believe that people cannot change. And, you know, people do show up with representatives, and they last a long time. And my thought on what you just said is also with growth, I have met men of every caliber. And they all start off with communicating. But when you get in the relationship with them, and as time goes on, the communication starts to somewhere there becomes a rift. So I guess that is like a personal thing. But there are a lot of men that cannot communicate clearly. Like they don't. Y'all always say.
If you say that he started off communicating perfectly fine with you and was perfectly open with you and was perfectly, everything was great with the communication. And then somehow in the middle of this relationship, it broke down to where now he doesn't really say too much or communicate with you. Then that means it's not him. It might be you.
Really?
Really?
So he stopped communicating because of her?
No.
Wow.
It's just no.
No, that's not what
I'm
saying.
Let's get an understanding with the communication. Let me switch communication because you said it's communicating on something serious. like a man will communicate, but when it comes down to pointing out the things that we want or that we need from you guys, sometimes y'all shut down, and like when we start pointing out, hey, If you want this change in me, then I need for you to change this in you. And there has to be change, because with growth there is change. So that's why I said I don't agree with there not being anybody ability to change. You can change.
I said from jump there to hope that growth is a part that you one ought to strive for. I said that in the beginning, that a relationship should push you to want to be better. A person that genuinely loves you, a person that's genuinely in your corner, a person that motivates you, you should want to be the best type of person you can for that person, because they've given you all that they have. So you ought to want to be the best type of person for them. So that should come natural. But there are other lines of communication that can cause the main line of communication to become static. If one constantly tries to, you know, use words to battle their mate instead of saying, okay, this is I know what the issue is, but this is what I need. If you constantly battling your mate using your words, you will cause that person to lock up on you. And not
okay,
and
that's probably me. That's me. Because if you're not saying what I think I want you to say, then I see that in me. I know that's me.
That's why I said to you.
So I am the reason why he shuts down on some topics.
Well, yeah. Thank you.
We were best friends, so we have the friendship. The part of, you know, I guess we both. I guess you're right. It was me. Like he doesn't feel comfortable because I may jump in like I'm doing now, and he's like, okay, well, I don't want to say anything because then you're just gonna cut me off.
Let's get Brother Darius in here.
Yeah.
We haven't heard your voice in a while. We got less than 3 minutes. If you can respond to the communication question.
To me, I said, if you have something like in relationship, if it's something good or bad, just say it. Don't just hide it then, and I find out like a few weeks or a month later, because that would hurt. Yeah, somebody mentioned about a trigger point. Like a trigger point for me said, don't mention anything about my dead relatives. That's a trigger point. That I do not like that at all.
Okay.
Okay. I have a question.
For me, hold on. I wanted to get my little two cents on that question. For me, it's just like that representative that shows up. And we talked about how they're communicating in the beginning, and one day they just stop. The minute that they stopped and you did not address it, and from that point on, like Patrick said, it is absolutely on you. If you allow anybody that you're connected to in the romantic way to just stop doing the things they were doing, it's on you. You have to check it. What they say, red flags, and what's like the old saying goes, people only do what you allow them to do. So if the communication stops and you don't address it directly, then it's a problem. Somebody had a question. We got two. We got 1 minute, actually.
I think that was Kay.
Carolyn?
No, that wasn't me.
Carolyn.
Anybody else is on there?
Yes.
Go ahead, Carolyn.
I have a question. So, how do a woman supposed to express to a man that she wants to spice it up in the bedroom without having him shut down?
What kind of freaky stuff going on over there, girl?
No. Say that one more time.
But
how is a woman supposed to communicate to her man that she's wanting to spice things up in the bedroom without him shutting down on her?
Just come in there and do it. Why do you have to put him on notice? Just show up in your nothing or your
shampoo
and your whip and your cream and just do it.
You do it the same way you talk about your meal planning and you don't want to eat this every night. Don't overthink it when you're talking to men. You ladies have a very, very bad habit of doing it. So then y'all have to figure out another way to try to talk to us, and then we're sitting back listening. Like, why don't you just say what you was on your mind? We can be primitive, but just come straight, come direct, and if they're acting funny, then you calm them down. But we're mature enough to have a serious conversation.
But when we do
we got 30 seconds.
Most people shut down. That's my husband's thing. I'm too direct.
Well, if
okay.
Listen,
you know what?
And if they're telling you they're too direct, then that's something else. That's a whole other problem. We'll have to touch base on that another show.
Which will be next week. All right,
let's wrap up.
Yep.
Yeah, next week we're talking to the black women in regards to what black men need to do to maintain a healthy relationship. So, Carolyn, you bring that topic at the top of the show, and we're going to discuss about this video about the mama being in the front seat and the wife having a problem with it. Okay?
Oh, yeah, I did. All right. Video.
We are out of time. Thank you, everybody.
Y'all have a good night.
Good night.